So we have a little time till Pesach, not that much time. We'll get to the Mishnah, next Mishnah, and then we'll see at the end of how we'll proceed. But for now, this is a very beautiful Amud Gemara, and we continue on in the analysis of the Mishnah that we saw on Amud Aleph. The Mishnah began with the din of making a pre-Hadamah Bracha on Peres Ha'ilan and vice versa. And we discussed that in the Sugyas HaGemara, and we discussed what is considered pre-Eitz versus pre-Adam, what's the criteria. And then the last part of the Mishnah talked about a din of Omak Shahakin Varo on anything, Yot. So how do we interpret the Al-Kulam in Mama Shahakin Varo Yot? So how far does that go? After all, we have mentioned a Bari pre-Eitz, Bari pre-Adam here, but we also have in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hei the exceptions to that rule, that there's a din of Bari Priya Eitz with a Peres Ha'ilon, with the exception of Yang, which is Bari Priya Gafen. We have the din of Peres Ha'aretz being Bari Priya Adama, with the exception being Pas. So we have now the Mishnah that talked about Priya Adama, Priya Eitz interchangeably, and then it talks about Shahako Al-Kulam. So does the Al-Kulam refer only to those which are technically Ha'aretz and technically Adama? That's for sure. Or does it Al-Kulam even go back on the chutz of Mishnah and Daf Lamed Hei? That's going to be the question here with the Amud Machokes Amud Roy. And first, we're going to play out in the Sugyas HaGemara. The Al-Kulam and Mama Shako Yatsa Itma. The Puna Amar Chutz Min HaPas Min HaYayin. Yochanan Amar Fiu Pas V'Yayinam. Fiu Pas V'Yayin. So, according to Rav Huna, the Al-Kulam is not including Pas V'Yayin. Pas V'Yayin, the bracha that was Niskan, and Pas Tamotzi, and Yayin Pri Agafen, you can't be Yotze B'Diyav with Shahako. Yochanan says, no, Al-Kulam means everything, including Pas V'Yayin as well. We're going to go on, try to work out this Machokes, connecting it to another Machokes. Before we even do that, let's understand what exactly is the reason for Rav Huna, Rav Yochanan. So, Pashit, you know, Shahako is a bracha kolis that works for everything, so everything is everything, even Pas V'Yayin. Why would Pas V'Yayin be different? So on our own, before we look anywhere, we could start thinking, well, you see, Pas V'Yayin have a special status in that there was a takana specially to have a bracha uniquely tailored for Pas of a motzi. We took it out of the category of being Hadama, and we gave it the bracha of Hamotzi, so it has its own unique bracha. For whatever the reasons might be, there's a chashivas to pass, Rashi says back in Daf Lamed Hei, so chashivusan kabul bracha la'asman b'chena pas, in other words, that's also by why. Even though you could have perhaps said it's part of Bari Priya Eitz, but no, we want to give it a unique bracha, Bari Priya Gafen, which as we saw back in Lamed Hei, means either a reference directly to the Yayin, being the Priya Gafen, that's how some Rishonim, the Rush quoted later lesson in Mitzvah, discusses that issue, that the Priya Gafen is the Yayin. Otherwise, we could say, like Rashi's Mashma, the Priya Gafen is a tribute to what? What's the Priya Gafen? The Priya Gafen is the grapes, but that's uniquely a way to ascribe Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for wine by highlighting the fact that he was Borei the Anav. But the fact that Pasti Yayin got their own unique bracha, so that's why you can't allow for Shako to work. That we would start thinking on our own. Rashi goes a little deeper, but Rashi doesn't address Pas. He only addresses Yayin. Rashi says, interesting thing. Chutz min ha-pas min ha-yayin, kidamin ul-kamon. Shegorein brachos harbe la'atzmo. Kiddush v'avdal o'birchas chasan. So that which Rav Huna says that Shako cannot work in lieu of a hagafen, even b'di'evet, is based on the fact that the Gemara says later, Yayin is going brachos la'atzmo. It brings with it other brachos, such as Rashi says, Kiddush Abdullah Birchas Chasan. Now, let's recognize that Rashi is highlighting a Gemara daf on the days, but he's giving his own pshat in the Gemara, which is Lishitaso over there. Now, if the Gemara doesn't say these added words of Kiddush Abdullah Birchas Chasanim, and it's not even clear the Gemara means exactly what Rashi says. Rashi took the Gemara's words, top words on Membeis Amud Aleph, going Bracha L'atzmo, and he gave an interpretation to it, which you'll see Rashi says as well on top of Membeis Amud Aleph. Bekamim Mekomo Subam Barchin Alav Abishoy Tzichin L'shtiyos. So Rashi a little more in detail here in terms of the Svar itself. What does it mean, and what is the Gemara discussing? So the Gemara had a question of that Menal from based on the Baden. The sugya there has to do with Burma. The Tochasuda, whether they get their own bracha or whether they're covered by the bracha of Hamotzi. As we know, you make Hamotzi, you don't have to make a separate bracha on the various foods. But the halach is also that if you're going to drink wine, the Tochasuda, so that you have to make a Hagatan on the wine. Wine doesn't get covered by the Hamotzi. The only reason, for example, on Shabbos and Yantif, that you don't make a hagafen if you drink grape juice or wine betoch hasudah is because you had kiddush in beforehand. So the hagafen you made on kiddush, so then the melo that would cover the hagafen that you don't have to make during the suda. If you put in suda, you make a hagafen in the middle of the suda. And so whenever suda, you don't have the kiddush beforehand. So the question is, why is it different? Why is yayin not covered by the hagafen? I'm sorry, by the hamotzi? So the Gemara answers these words, Shaini Yayin, Degoyin Bracha L'atzma. So there are various interpretations of the Rishonim. Not all of them are, you know, the same as Rashi. They're all not the same. In fact, Rashi says here's a unique pshat. Other Rishonim have different perushim, what it means, the Rashba, the Tosfos of Rashi, they give pshatim. Shtiyah is different than Achila, and then they discuss Mayan based on that. Or because you see there was a special nusach, they changed it from Hagafen from Ha'etz to Agafen, or because if you make Agafen, you have to make a bracha on the liquid, on the liquids, the same way Hamotzi Patas other foods, you can make, I'll go back, I forgot, sorry, just need to, Aaron, shout out, okay. Just, you make Agafen on the wine, you don't have to make a bracha on other mashkin. So that's what other Rishonim say. How did Rashi learn pshat in going bracha l'atzmo? So that's what Rashi's quoting here, and also Daf Mem Beis, that you find wine being brought as part of a framework of other of like for the sake of kiddush, avdala, brichas chasani, you can add mila if you wish. You don't just do the bracha of the say the brichas chasani. You don't just do the bracha of avdala. You do it ala kos kiddush as well ala kos. And Rashi, and that's what Rashi says here, and Rashi adds over there, Shuay Tzrichim Lishtiyasa. In other words, the etzem, the inyan of the bra, of the yayin, it's really not so much for the drinking. It's for the sake of setting up ala kos, that you could mimesader your birchas chasadim, your kiddush, your havdalah ala kos. So that's what makes yayin different than ordinary birchas hanenin. Because you're not really taking the kos yayin for the sake of drinking. You're taking the kos of yayin for the sake of the mitzvah, the kiddush, the havdalah, the mila, the other bracha that you're making, you're doing an ala yayin, so you have to have a kos. And why do you drink from the kos? Interesting. So, the Rashi in Erevin, when the Gemara discusses what to do on Yom Kippur for the Shechiyanu, if Shechiyanu needs a kos, so the Gemara tries to prove that you don't need a kos because you can't drink on Yom Kippur. And that's, of course, what we do. We say Shachiyanu. We say Shachiyanu, not ala kos. But if you assume he needs a kos, how could you do it? The Gemara says, what about giving it to a child? The Gemara says, but he's not going to realize. He'll get older. He'll still think he can drink. So Rashi there makes a comment that you give it to the child because Rashi says that's good enough. Because what's the inyan of having to drink from a kos? You do Shachyanu al kos, let's say. What's the inyan of drinking from the kos? It's only because it's a gnai for the kos to bracha that you shouldn't drink. So therefore, let it be the child. Not the mevarch doesn't have to be towing. Someone is towing. Again, nothing halachically l'chora, there may be an inyan that the mevarch should be towing. But Rashi says that the inyan of ti'im al kos is only because it's a gnai for the kos to bracha. So what do you see? Second, you see that the inyan of the Yayin, the birchas hanenin of yayin, it's not really about the yayin as birchas hanenin. The birchas hagafen is the idea that you're doing whatever you're doing on a kos, and to do it on a kos is to acknowledge birchas hagafen. And the meal you have to drink because it's not nice that no one should drink from the kos yobrach. That's the reason that, according to Mor Daf Mem Beis, you can't potter the yayin betoch hasuda. Now that's and then Rashi is applying that to Rav Huna over here. That's why you can't chase chahakol on in lieu of bar piagaf. Aaron,
why does this become like a general question? It just apply only in those cases?
Oh, that's exactly what I'm going to ask. So that would explain that in a situation where the kosher yayin is serving as a kosher bracha yayin, so the shahaka won't take the place of that. You need the chashivas of yayin as part of the kosher bracha, and therefore, in those instances, a shahaka will not be able to serve for the hagafen, because the hagafen in that situation is not really about the birchas hanenin for itself. It's about the fact that you're doing a toast, you could say, over the yayin. So to have it, the havdalah, the kiddush, whatever it is, over the yayin, you say, look at the cup of wine, borei pi hagafen. Am I drinking it? Yeah. So you have to have someone drink it. Oh, it's not nice. You made hagafen, no one's drinking. So what about a normal case, though? Like the Gemara Daf Nun Beis, stop having yayin tol chasuta. Or our Gemara is making a bracha, stamazai, over a cup of wine. In that situation, l'chayra, all you have is a hagafen serving as purely birchas hanenin. It's not part of a framework. So how does the fact that habi pa'amin, it's going brachas l'atzmo, it's only coming because serving the other brachas as a way of framing the havdalah, the kiddush, and whatnot, so how does that justify that you can't say shahako in a normal case where it's just purely birchas hanenin? What's the pshat in Rashi?
You're saying that it gets the hagafen because it has this milah. I mean, we're not saying it gets this. It's not saying the hagafen comes when this milah comes. It's saying the reason why yayin gets a hagafen is because it has the milah of gorim in some cases. It doesn't mean that it shouldn't.
Rashi is saying why it gets the hagafen. It doesn't sound like Rashi's coming to give you a reason why it gets the hagafen. Rashi is saying that's about yas. You can't say shahako on yayin because yayin has the quality of going brachas lahabel atzma. Rashi's not saying here forgets the hagafen. Rashi's saying that yayin is different, that you can't be yotzei with shahako because yayin is the hagafen comes in the context of kosher bracha.
Yeah, meaning the.
But if it doesn't come in the context of kosher bracha, no. Why can you say shahako then?
You're
on the right track, but you have to say maybe a little differently. Yeah.
We noted before that Rashi never really said anything about pas either.
So that's maybe, a good question. Yeah, deal with that too.
So maybe the point is that this is the reason why yayin it can't be. Meaning pas we might know already. It's, we can talk about hashivas that we talked about originally, but this is why yayin isn't hashivas.
Okay, getting warmer. What do you think? Yeah, Avi.
Since yayin was fashioned when the Gemara, when the Chachamim created the kind of for yayin, they had in mind for this. So in a hanam, you're going to be drinking it for hana itself later on, maybe. But because the bracha itself was fashioned after a bracha of not nanin, bracha shiva, so even in the case where you're drinking it for nanin, we're still going to consider
okay,
it based
okay.
on
okay, good, similar. Obviously, you're all on the right track. Obviously, the vort of Rashi has to be that the fact that the bar pi hagafen of the yayin is often brought not for the sake of its own shtia, but for the sake of serving to frame the expression of kiddush, of havdalah, of birchas chasanim, of what you want to use it for as a toast for that other inyan. That is a simon about the bar pi hagafen, even in a normal scenario where it's pure, where it's just the birchas hanenin, namely that the yisod of the bracha bar pi hagafen is not so much on the hana of the gavra, which is what typically brachas are about, birchas hanenin. It's for you or being partaking of the world from this particular food, but it's a way of accentuating the uniqueness and the chashivas of that entity, of the ayin. In other words, the bar pi hagafen, you're only drinking it as a technicality. You're drinking the kosher bracha because it's a gnai. But so it's not about your taking hana of the yayin. It's about highlighting, projecting the yayin as an inyan, as a chashivas. Yayin, look, I'm not just making kiddush, I'm making kiddush on a yayin. And I have the coast, I make a gafen of the coast. But the nusach, a bar pi hagafen, is not just because you're getting hana from that food, but because you want to accentuate that chashivas of yayin, bar pi hagafen. Whether it's because the pre hagafen is the yayin, or as Rashi would have it, because the anavin are the Priya Gafin, but by saying Priya Gafin, you're showing the chashivas of Yayin. That Yayin is from a grape, which is a Kadosh Baruch Hu created, and the Chetza is the focus. Look at this thing. Think of grapes when you see Yayin. Think of a Kadosh Baruch Hu creating grapes. You're very much accentuating the Chetza. Whereas, for example, other brachas are not necessarily that. They're more about the Gavas Hana. So you express your Hana Kadosh Baruch Hu for that which you created, whatever you created. But the fact that there is this inyan of going brachas la'atzmo, that means that the yayin is serving, and the word Priya Gafin is serving as a way of projecting the yayin as its hashivas for what it is. Like I'm taking what you're saying, but I'm just giving it a little more of a focused analysis. It's because of the focus on the chetza, therefore the shahakol can work. Whereas other things, they're more about your hana. Obviously, the best way to express the bracha, Takash Baruch Hu, is the more of your mafarik. Obviously, it's chatchila. But the halach of shahakol says, l'maisa, you're getting hana, and you acknowledge Takash Baruch Hu for the fact that he created things in the world to give you hana. L'anish man b'nei Adam, right, as we say in the Brachas Haylanis, for the sake of hana. So this is the purpose, ultimately, of all brachas. But bayayin is different. Yayin, we're actually projecting the chetza for itself, and that falls short when you're making a shahak. This is Rav Huna's Shiva. Now, if we can go focus again now on pas, because Rashi is silent about pas. Now you wonder, so why did Rashi not speak about pas? So by Rashi not saying anything, you have to start considering what's the reason why. Now, if you wanted to look at Rashi in a more technical way, which I don't think is the correct shot, because of our pasha, then why only, what about a regular case? It's not for kosher bracha, but you could always say, well, there's a whole shayla if you can make kiddush on pas. If Rashi's shita happens to be an Aviv Sachin, you can make kiddush leil Shabbos on pas, kiddush arifta. Okay, so you see, it could be coming also for the sake of something else. But I don't believe that's the real answer for Rashi. I think you could be more pashut than that, because Rashi should have said v'chein pas, you can make kiddush on pas. The answer is because the lumdus of how we're teaching Rashi about why is Yayin different because it's coming for kosher bracha. What does that mean? It means that the nusach of Bar Pi Agafen is really about the chetza, to project the chetza as what it is, what the chashivas of anavim and yayin are. No, by pas, it's pashit that that's what it is, because what's the nusach of bracha itself? The period is exactly hamotzi lechem in aretz. It's as chetza oriented as you can be. So clearly, that is the reason why Rav Huna would say can't be onto the shahakal, because there the takana was to highlight the chetz of the past. By yayin, dafka for Rashi Lishitaso, you wouldn't necessarily automatically say that, because Rashi Lishitaso owns that the Priya Gafen is not the wine, it's the anavim. But by saying Priya Gafen, you're obviously focusing on the wine, which is what the grapes produce, the haraya, that you're trying to project the yayin's chashivus. When you make a Bar Priya Gafen, is because it's coming to serve as kosher bracha. So it's not just in that instance, in that situation, that you have to be concerned about making a shahako in lieu of that. It's because the definition of Bar Priya Gafen as a bracha is a bracha that's chetza oriented. And therefore, shahako can be yotze for Bar Gafen. That's how I would like to perhaps understand what Rashi's saying. Just a second, Ravi or whoever else. The revav in the back of the Gemara. It's the nephew, as you know, of the Baal HaMor. So he brings the reason of Rashi, Achutz Min HaYayin, Kedamina Nulkaman, Shegoyim Brochus Harbe La'atzmo, Kigon B'Kiddush Avdala, Ubirchas Hasanim, Ubirchas Mila, he adds as well. But interesting, Nistam, I don't know if he learned the way I just learned San Rashi, because right before that, Achutz Min HaPas, but I have a question, what he's saying, because he says, Achutz Min HaMishim Gizayim. What does that mean? Pas is fills you up. So I understand. So what do we say about Yayin earlier in the parak?
Yeah, but that was only if it was a
pour it aside. Okay. Pour it aside. Okay. So correct. So you could say like that. Pour it aside. A lot is Nibagar, Pesach, the Rebbe would drink a lot. But the Gemara also says something else about Yayin. What else do you want to say about Yayin? It's soid and it's also Sameach. Okay, so like, why do you have to go jumping to the whole inyan of Rashi, Chutz Min HaYayin, going Brachos La'atzmo? You're really focusing on a quality of pas, Mishum Dezayin. We have a little bit of that. ketuvah, according to Sod, right? You have that in small quantities by yayin as well. So maybe that could be good enough. If you don't want to say it's good enough because tuvah garer, so then add the nesameach part. So what, couldn't that be enough? Why does he have to jump from in a past because of zayin and yayin because of berurah v'atzma? So I don't know. It's a different mahalach than the way we were. Rashi was saying that based on the underlying svara of what you see from going brachas la'atzmo, that there's the focus is on the chefs of the ayin, and therefore by pass it's understood that that's what it is. Rashi doesn't have to say anything. I don't think Rashi means because of zayin, because he doesn't say it. And I don't think Rashi means because you're mekadesh on pass, because Rashi should have said that too. Rather, I think Rashi didn't need to say anything about pass, because that's self-evident. And in order to explain that yayin is also that way, which is a little less self-evident, in fact, of course, according to Rashi, that yayin, the word pyagafin, is on the anav, not on the yayin. So Rashi gave this hesber. The hesber is just a simon that you're trying to do by word pyagafin, by its very essence, by its very identity as a bracha, is to project the chefsa of the yayin, which is a product of the anavim, and therefore shahako there will not work. This is how Rashi seems to learn for Rav Huna. Yayin began to revolve, it's a little difficult because he says one thing for pass of Zayin, then he goes off with Yayin, the reason of Rashi. He doesn't want to find a similar type of idea, Saidu Mesameach by Yayin as well. Adkan, in terms of the Rashi, the revolve. Now, according to the other Rishonim, they don't know such a Pshat of Gan Brachas Latzma like Rashi. They have other Pshatim, wholly different Pshatim. Let's say the Pshat of Tosa Rush, that you can make a bracha of a gafen and be patterning other maskin. It's a whole different issue. It's specifically local to that Gemara. According to those who have shown him, the going bracha latzmo is specifically about the kasha the Gemara had over there. Why can't pass pater yayin b'tol hasuda? And again, that's pshatim. So I don't think you'll be able to use that Gemara as explanation of our Gemara. So then what could you say? Why does Rav Huna exclude pass the yayin from the din of shahako? I think we would just go back to what we said initially, our own gut. What was our reason that we said initially? You see that Chazal or Kedeya, a unique bracha, that mefaret, the pass, Mosrechim Na'aretz, they metake in a specific nusach, Mepiagafen, whether it's going on directly on the yayin, going on the anavim, and therefore that remains sacrosanct. That cannot be substituted with anything else. That's all for Hashibusan, going bracha latzmam. You know, there's not the Rashi, not the idea of going bracha latzman of Daf Mem Beis. It's simply the kavu, like Rashi says on Lamed Hey, on the Mishnah. Kavu of bracha latzman. That's maybe why. Pass the yayin achashim, therefore you can't be yotzu with shahako. But Rashi is because Rashi has his whole unique pshat, his perish on the Gemara Mem Beis, and he runs with that to explain our Gemara as well. This is Oshita's Rav Huna, and Rav Yochanan says, no, there's no exceptions. The Maisa of the Shahako works even for past the Yayin. That's where we are right now in the Gemara. Yeah,
Avi Arabi. Rashi, yeah. It's not a Berchas Anenin. What type of bracha is it?
I didn't say it's not a Berchas Anenin. No, no way they said that. I said like this. When you're doing it as part of a Seder of Alakos, then the Agafen is really just more for the sake of the occasion. Elamai, you have to drink. So someone has to, because it's not nice, you made a bracha of agafen, but the agafen is a part of the shevach for the occasion. That's in that instance. In a case like this, stamazai, you can take a cup of wine, then it is pure, it is brachas anenin. That was our problem. And how did Rashi explain why you can't say shahako stam in the middle of the week when you have the answer is, the fact that you can have the yayin with your agafen as a part of a kosher bracha, that's a siman, that's an indicator that boy pri agafen, even when it's a birchas anenin, but it's a different type of birchas anenin. It's a birchas anenin that wants you to focus very specifically on the chashivas of this chefs, unlike other brachas of birchas anenin that could be more about you, the gavra being nana. Here, the birchas anenin by its very identity, agafen, is very much chefs oriented, but it is a birchas anenin. But because it's about the chetza, that's why we can use that hagafen in the context of an occasion for Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Kiddush, for Abdullah, for Birchas Anila, Birchas Chasanim, because the hagafen is saying, look at the chashivas of wine. If it was purely about me, right, then it wouldn't latch on to become a part of the Kol Siyum Bracha, to use as a means to, for projecting the Shebach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the context of these other inyanim. So this is showing us that the notion of the Briyat Gafen is itself a highlighting of the Chashivas of Yayin. And therefore, even when it's only Birchas HaNenin, you can't be Yotzu with Shehab. Better?
Yeah.
Clear? Yeah, all right.
I still don't understand why, in a case where you're just drinking for Hana, it's why
because the definition of the Bracha, even when it's Birchas HaNenin, is defining the Yayin. The Nusach HaBracha is not just that you're getting Hana, it's about the Chashivas of the Yayin. That's why it can serve as a Kol Siyum Bracha. That's where that same Birchas HaNenin can play out in a context of Kol Siyum Bracha. Because if it were just about you, if it's about you, then Shaka could also serve the purpose of that. You and your Hana, Elamai, you're just acknowledging the source of the Hana. But then it wouldn't be able to serve as a basis for Kol Siyum Bracha. The fact that it serves Kol Siyum Bracha shows you that the nature of this Birchas HaNenin is different than the other Birchas HaNenin. That it's oriented in the Chefza. If the shakl can work for you, so it's a simon, and therefore it's going to carry over to every situation. So in a case over there, your shakl for sure can't be serving as your shevach. But the fact that it can serve as a shevach shows that the nature of the bracha is to highlight the chefza, and therefore it's always that way. That doesn't change in one case or the other. That is the bracha.
What about other drinks that can be used for kosher bracha? Like yain, sorry. I mean, I don't know what other options for bracha you make, but.
So first of all, you couldn't. So you can say chamar medina. You can chamidia for Abdullah, specific to Abdullah. Yain saraf is kiddusha rabba, which is not the kiddusha Friday night. You couldn't do it. So I don't know if you have any examples. You couldn't.
They'd all be shahakal.
Can you do it by a birchas chasanim to take a schnapps and then do shahakal? A little in the poskim.
What's the question?
He's saying, what about? Can you take chamar medina? But either way, you make a shahaka. No, so you think, how can it serve as Kol Siyum Bracha? It's not a good question. But the Kiddush HaRabba is not Kol Siyum Bracha. It's just the Kovedah Suda on that. Kol Siyum Bracha means like this. You're going to say a Nusach of Abdallah. You're going to say a Nusach of Kiddush. So you don't just start with that. You say Birchas Chasanim, Shakol Baruch Vodo, and the other Brachas that follow. So you start with the Kos of Boi Pri HaGafen, and then you follow with the other Brachas. You couldn't do that with Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina for Abdullah, yes. So you have to know that. So it's a bit halacha. Okay. But generally, Kol Siyum Bracha, you couldn't. So it's only Yai.
What's the parallel? Just the title to get over to Pas. What's the parallel from being Goram Bracha La'atzmo for Rufus Hassan and stuff to Pas?
I mean, so again, so he could have said, you could make Kiddush a Pas. But Rashi, just, I don't know. It doesn't feel to me that Rashi had that in mind. The Rebbe says passes Zayin, but then I wonder, want to just say something similar by Yayin. Yayin is soed, at least port soed. Yayin is misameach. He says passes Zayin. Rashi doesn't say that either. So I want to say that pass. What we're getting out of the fact that Yayin is going about from, you have it by pass from the get go. Because what is pass is clearly a focus on the ches, hamotzi lechem naaretz, unlike other things that are more general. So then you can say it's more about you. Your hana is from that chefetz, but here you're projecting the chefetz. When you make that bracha, motzi lechem in the aretz, you're projecting that chefetz as you focus. Yayin, you only can show that that's the purpose of that nusach bracha, because you see it serves as part of the going bracha l'atzma, as part of the posya bracha. It indicates that is what Boi Pri HaGafen is all about. It's a bracha
it's a mosi.
We know yes, the svara and agafen. We can recognize that by virtue of the fact that you can use the ayin and make the boi pri agafen as in the context of inyanim of kosher bracha. So that means that you're giving the chashivas of the wine, a projected case of the wine to frame the whole occasion of the Abdullah, of the kiddush, and so on. So that means that the bracha of agafen, by its very essence, is the locus of that bracha is in the chetz. That's how one looks at Rashi. Again, because the kashas are very good. All your kashas are very good. Otherwise, where do you... If you just say, because it comes... Because your bracha, so I understand in that case you can't make a shahakal. But what about a case, a normal case? Yeah. Yeah.
Raya to Rebbe's... understanding of pas from the fact that Rashi and Erevin quotes a case where the Mavarich on pas in Rosh Hashanah doesn't necessarily have to be the one eating it.
And you can make it in Rosh Hashanah also, there's a Rashi there. In Yotzi Motzi.
The fact that Rashi quotes it implies that it falls on the same day.
The end of the Rashi in Erevin, according to that, right? Okay.
I just want to clarify, right? He's not saying that every single bracha needs to define the food. It's just that pas and yayin specifically.
Yeah, that's what Rav Huna. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Huna's saying pas the yayin, you can't get away with the shahakol. The mission does not apply to pas the yayin.
If the yayin's defining the bracha as the hajachin as chesed oriented, can you say the same thing about if the bracha is shahakol? The yayin would define the shahakol as chesed oriented instead?
Shahakol is by his very words and not chepset. Shahakol is
the same
thing
for a gofen.
What?
We said the same thing for a gofen. Until the yayin is telling us that it's not.
No. Hagofen is very much about the highlighting. That's the purpose of that gofen. Baharai uses the kosher bracha. Shahakol doesn't have that. It doesn't give that impression at all. There's nothing in shahakol that you could even interpret that way. Yeah, sure.
When Rashi says Baruch was harbe, is it referring to the additional time to say agafen, or is it referring to the bracha?
No, that means the other bracha, so the kosher bracha, the other nyan. Yeah.
So when Rashi on the Talmud Beis, when he says that you just, that the Talmud from the school of all the Baruch,
right, so it's basically, it's another way of expressing the same idea.
Isn't the focus there more?
The yayin is goreng brachos harbe, goreng bracha la'atzmo, means that it's a cause for, it's brought for the occasion. It's not for the sake of its own shtia, that's incidental. It's coming for the sake of that occasion. That's what it means in both cases. There it says going brachalach, that's what you're wondering about. It says going brachos hardalach, that's what's probably bothering you, right?
Yeah, it just seems also in Rashi and Beis is focusing on the additional
shtiyah
of the yayin.
Yeah, but that's the Rashi and Erevin that I gave you. In other words, because the point is that the te'ima, as Rashi says in Erevin, the te'ima is only because it's not nice that a kosher bracha, you should not be towing. But it's not really about the yayin being drinking the yayin for itself. It's only serving for the framing the occasion of the kosher bracha. So you bring a cup of wine, you make a gafen, and then everything else follows. So here, Rashi is going brachos harbe la'atzmo. It's meant to frame all those other inyanim, all those other brachos that you're going to say that those brachos after over the gafen, after the gafen, over the coast of wine that you made a gafen on. I hear you're asking there, it's going brachalat mode. Here it's going brachos. I'm not sure, maybe the Gersa there Rashi also is going brachos. I'm not sure, you can check that out. But either way, the ideas are definitely complementary. Rashi and Membeis. Rashi is clearly thinking of that sugya. Kidamin will come on, he says that. And the idea is one and the same idea. That you're not taking the cup of wine to make a guffin on for the sake of drinking it. You're bringing the cup of wine for the sake of being able to mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what it is that you're coming to be mishabechim for, but you're doing it over the coast of yayin, not so much that you need to drink the wine. Yalomai, you made a gafen on the cup, it's not nice not to drink. So you see that the bracha, again, I'm using that to show you that birchas for your gafen is not about the shtia, not about your hana. You're only drinking for a side reason. So what is it? It's about the chashivas of wine. You wouldn't just do it over anything. You wouldn't do it over water. You would do it because of yayin is chashiv. That shows that's the nature of this bracha, even when it's only a birchas hanenah. But it's birchas hanenah that obviously encompasses the chetz of yayin. Okay, leave that. Let's go and see that sugya sa gemara. Not an easy gemara now. Let's see. The gemara wants to connect this machlokes amarayim to machlokes tanoim. Says the gemara, name it tanoim. Should we associate the respective shitas of Huna, Rav Yochanan, whether Yotzei with Shahako, pas the yayin, with the following machlokes tanoim? So we have a brisa. Brisa states, Ra pas, he notices a loaf of bread. Va'amah, and the person says, Kama nor pasu, how nice is this bread? Baruch hamakom shebra, he blesses Hashem. Hashem is makom. Baruch hamakom shebra, who created it? says Rav Meir, Tanakama Yotza. Your Yotze with the Nusach, which is basically your own organic language, which is expressing the praise to Hashem for creating bread. That is case one. Case two, as we have here, Ra Te'ena V'Amar Kamen Noa Te'ena Zu. He sees a fig and he says, how nice. Baruch HaMakom Shebra. Thanks Hashem for creating it. Yotze. Also, your Yotze. Did Rav Meir? Rav Meir says, by pas, by Te'ena, you can formulate your own expression of Shevach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and b'diavad your Yotze. Rav Yossi Omer, no. Ko mishane mimatbeya shetavu chachamim bibrachos uyotzi chavas. Rav Yossi says, you're not Yotze, and the way he explains reason for it is because you are deviating from the structure, from the form of the Chachamim's bracha. The Chachamim mitakein, in particular matbeya, they gave you a nusach. You can't go in your own way and go deviate from the matbeya shetavu chacham. So now, with this machokes tanayim, the Gemara wants to peer the machokes amarayim. How so? Neima, Rav Huna de Amar ki Rav Yossi. Rav Huna says yotzu shakal and pas. You're not yotzu shakal and pas v'yayin. His shita would go with Rabbi Yossi, who says there's a rule called Meshan Madbeya Shetav Chacham Bebrachos. That's why you're not Yotze with Baruch HaMakom Shebra, because you're Meshan Madbeya, and that's Rav Huna's shita here as well with Shahako Bizvi Pasviyai. Yochan the Amar Kirab Meir. Yochan said Yotze Shahako Pasviyai. He follows Rabbi Meir. He says you can be Yotze with Baruch HaMakom Shebra. So Gemara is going to soon show us that L'chora you can distinguish and say everyone goes like everybody. But before we even go further, the obvious, most obvious question to wonder about is what? The Gemara wants to peer Rav Yoch, Rav Huna, the Amar, Ke, Rav Yossi. So, what does that mean? That means Rav Huna's Shita, that you're not Yotze with Shahako and Pas V'yayin, is consistent with Rav Yossi, that you're not Yotze with Baruch HaMakom Shebra. And what's the reasoning for Rav Yossi? It's called Mishan Be'er Shetav Chacham Bebrachos. So too, Rav Huna's reason why he can't be Yotze with Shahako and Pas V'yayin is because of the rule of Kol Mishan Be'er Shetav Chacham Bebrachos. That's the problem in Rav Huna. You're Mishan and Imadbeya. Okay. So that problem, Mishan Imadbeya, is true in the case of Shahako. And it's true in the case of Baruch HaMakom Shebra. We're not distinguishing between whether you're Mishan and Madbeya by using your own language totally, or you're Mishan and Madbeya by using a bracha that's not the specific bracha for that in Chetzah. Either way, that's what I'm going to see later on. Maybe one could distinguish in that vein. We're not distinguishing between whether you're mentioning the past. We're not mentioning the past. Shahako, you missed it. That's not part of the Gemara. And how many, that's not going to matter. Okay. The Gemara is going to come back and say, but there are really differences, right? There are differences between the two. There's a Maila in Baruch HaMakom Shebra over Shahako in that you're mentioning the Chetes. There's a Maila in Shahako in that it is a Bracha somewhere. But that's, at this point, we're not distinguishing. Okay. Let's grant that. But I have a simple question. How can we peer Rav Huna with Rav Yossi, if we're not distinguishing now between Baruch HaMakom Shebra and Shahako, both cases fall under the rule called Mishan and Mimadbeya Shetav Chacham Bebrachos, right? Okay, so Rav Yossi says there's a problem called Mishan and Mimadbeya Shetav Chacham Bebrachos. So you can't be Yotze with Baruch HaMakom Shebra. So we say Rav Huna similar. You can't be Yotze with Shahako. But Rav Huna said you can't be Yotze with Shahako on what? On Pas V'yayin. But what would be if you said Shahako on a Te'ena? Yotze. Rav Yossi, as we have quoted here, says you're not Yotze with either Baruch HaMakom Shebra and Pas, or Baruch HaMakom Shebra and Te'ena. So like, how could the Gemara make Rav Huna go like Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi clearly is stricter than Rav Huna. He's saying you're not Yotze even by Te'ena. If you want to make them go together, then Rav Yossi should say you're not Yotze Shahako on anything. This is the most obvious question to notice. We'll go slow. So, Umayyad Tosfos is going to address this also. Let's go first with Malka Tosfos HaRash and see where this leaves us with the Gemara now and the Gemara's answer. Just to read up the Gemara quick. So, the easy way to get around this question, obviously, but you need me to tell us to do it. It's Magia the Brice. Okay. And namely, what do we have here? We have a Brisa that we thought spoke about both the case of Baruch HaMakom Shebra of Pas and Baruch HaMakom Shebra of Te'ena. Just tells us clearly that's not correct, because if Gemara wants to line up Rav Huna and Rav Yossi, and Rav Huna is only saying Shako doesn't work on Pas V'Yayin, the Mishnah says it does work on everything else. And we are not thinking of a distinction between Baruch HaMakom Shebra and Shako. Right now we're assuming that they're at the same level. The problem in both cases is one and the same. It's Mishan Madea. And you see in Rav Huna that Mishan Madea was only a problem with the Madea of Pas V'Yayin, because that's what we're trying to assume right now. He's like Rav Yossi. So then Rav Yossi could not have said that you're not Yotze by Te'ena. Dear Nachum, we're not so careful about the Madbeya. They gave you flexibility in Mishan Madbeya. So what does Tosafot say? The Girsa has to be only Pas. Pas B'Yayin, the same thing, but the Rishis spoke about Pas, never spoke about Te'ena. So says Tosafot Rashi. V'nira, the lo garsi b'kultayu d'rameh b'av Yossi rasa Te'ena, ela ra es a Pas l'chudeh. So we read the Gemara incorrectly. The Braisa never spoke about Rasa Te'ena. Velo pligi elu bepasachudei. That's what he says. Because he says otherwise, yavi goris te'ena v'tuktayu, may come a name a ketanai, halo pligi elu pasliyai, v'cho shai dvarma filu imshin imadeya cham yatsa. And Yossi says that you can't mishan even be by te'ena. So let's read the Gemara through the lens of the Tosafot HaRash. So what do we have right now in terms of linking the Amoraim to the Tanoim? The Gemara sees a Braisa that speaks about a person who sees a loaf of bread, and instead of saying Hamutzi Lachem in Aretz, he says something of his own accord, a nusach, a different nusach. He says Baruch HaMakom Shebra, Kamina Pazlu, Baruch HaMakom Shebra. Rabbi says Yotze. Yossi says you're not Yotze. Why not? Rav Huna said that if you take a shahako, a pass, and pass the yayin, you're not yotze. If you say shahako and other things, you're yotze. For the Gemara right now, there's no reason to distinguish in either direction between shahako and baruch hamakom shebra, even though we notice there is a difference. If shahako is a bracha somewhere, baruch hamakom is your own words, that's on one extreme, and you can see Shahako is better. On the other end, there's a mila to the other case. You're mentioning the past, and here you're saying Shahako. But at this point, the Gemara is not thinking that that should matter. So we're putting the two on the same category. And what are we now saying? That Rav Yossi's Shita is Rav Huna. So what do they have in common? The problem Rav Yossi gave us were Mishan and Mibeshet al Chacham. And we want to attribute that to Rav Huna. So what is the problem in Rav Huna saying Shahako and Pas V'Yayin? You're Mishanim in Besh Tav Chacham. The fact that you are Yotze and other things, both in the form of Shahako or in the form of Baruch HaMakom Shebra, if you said that to Te'ena would also be good, means that the problem called Mishan Madeya was only the Chacham, only Makpid on their Madeya for Pas, and Pas and Yayin, obviously. And that's the Machokis of Yossi Rav Meir. Can't the Chachamim insist that the Madbeya and Pas V'Yayin be exactly what they coined, like the Dur Madbeya? They can't deviate. It can't deviate in the form of Shahako, it can't deviate in the form of Baruch HaMakom Shebra. Or Chachamim were more flexible. They were not instituting that you can't mishanef from that Madbeya. They let you deviate, they let you say in your own way in some other form. That is what the Gemara is assuming right now. So Rav Huna should go like Rav Yossi. And Rav Yochanan, who says that you can mishan madeya, so to speak, even by a motzi, we're not so makpid on a madeya. So you could say shahako. You could also say baruch hamakom shebra. That's Rav Meir. So this is where we're holding according to the Rashi. We solved our problem that it doesn't line up so perfectly. Yes, it does. The only issue of shem madeya is only by the case that we're discussing. That's where the issue plays out, when the Chum Makbid Abim Mishan Madeya from Pas or Yayin to something else, and the something else could be any something else. Shahako or Bacham Shabra, Rav Meir says, it's okay, you could be Mishana, you don't have to worry about Mishan Madeya, so says Rav Huna. Rav Nikra Rav Meir. I'm sorry, Rav Yochanan, Rav Meir. And the other side is Rav Yossi, who says he can't understand the Avay Pas. That's Rav Huna. That passed the Yana. This is what we're holding right now. So what changes? So let's see now the teretz of the Gemara according to the reading of the Tosafot Rashi. Says the Gemara, name Rav Huna, Dama Rav Yossi, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan, Rav Meir, Amalach Rav Huna. So now we're going both directions and say either Amora could fit with either Tana. Amalach Rav Huna. Another Amri Afilu Rav Meir. I who hold that you can not be Yotze with Shahako on Pasviyayin, I can even hold a Rav Meir who's not concerned with Mishanami Madeya. Now Yossi was Makbara Mishanami Bishkav Chachan. He said you can't be Yotze. But Meir says you are, but I'll tell you the difference. Ad kanu kam Rav Meir Hasam, that was what Meir says over there, that you could be Yotze with Bracha Makam Shabra, El Hecha de Kamit Kashme the Pas. You mentioned Pas, Pamanoa Pazu, and therefore that's enough that you're Yotze, even though you're Mishanami Madbeya, but you are Maskish Mada Pas. Aval Hecha de Lo Kamit Kashme the Pas, but if you didn't mention the word Pas in your language, then I feel a mere motive. So what is Mer saying in effect? The problem in Rav Huna is Mishan Madbeya or not Mishan Madbeya? What is the problem identified in the Gemara and the Teretz? Mishan Madbeya doesn't bother me. You can say your own language. But what you do have to do is you have to nefar it. Mm-hmm. You have to talk about the Chefza. Ah, you can use your own language? Yeah, you use your own language. But if you're not going to mention the Chefza, that's the problem. So Shahako fails the test. Kamino Pasu Baruch Hu Shabbat passes the test. We don't need to follow the strict language, the rigid language of the Beis Dov Chachamim. But we need to be mefaret the Chefs of Pas. So they could do it in our own words. But if we don't mention the word Pas, even if we use a lesson that we find elsewhere of Hilchas Brachas, but we don't need the Madbeah of the Chacham, we need Pirut. Says Rav Huna, the problem is you don't have Pirut. The San Madbeah doesn't bother me. But you need to be mefaret the chesed by pas. That's why Rav Meir would agree to me in my case that shahaka wouldn't work, even though baruch hamakom works. That's one half. The other side, Rav Yochanan Amalach, another Amri Afilu Rav Yossi. I who say that you yotze with shahakol, even a pas v'yayin, I could even go to Rav Yossi who has a problem called mishanami madbeya in his case. But I'll tell you something: within mishanami madbeya, there's two dargas. There's Mishana and it's Mishan. Namely, what's called Mishan Be'er that would be a problem of Mishan Be'er? Ah, I can come Rabbi Yossi, Asim El Mishim to come a bracha to go Tkinu Rabbana. You said your own thing. It wasn't about Be'er the Chacham in any context, in any situation. It was not a Be'er the Chacham anywhere. And that's why bracha makam can work, even though you have the Milah that you mentioned in the past. But you didn't use any nusach bracha that fit in the madbeah da chachamim. That's the mishan madbeah of Rabbi Yossi. Avu amasakim varod et kinu rabban of Rabbi Yossi modem. So let's understand clearly what the Gemara is doing in the Teretz. Again, we're making it simple because we right away avoided the problem that we asked, that how could we learn about Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi seemed to think by Ta'ena there was a problem. Rabbi Huna said Shahako is not a problem on other things. The answer is, the Gemara only was assuming that Machokes Tanoim was pas, not Te'ena. So what was the Gemara thinking initially? That the problem of Rav Huna is Mishan Nabea, that's Rav Yossi's problem. Mishan Nabea was only a problem by pas. The Chum were insisting on the Madea, specifically by pas, whatever the reasons are, Yayin as well. Rav Yossi holds that way, Mishan Nabea is a problem, so Rav Huna holds the same thing. Mishan Nabea could be in any form or another. It could be through Shahako, it could be through so Rav Huna goes like Rav Yossi. Rav Yochanan says like Rav Meir because there's no problem with Shan Madbeah. Even the Chachamim who set up their Madbeah, they're not insisting us that you can't deviate from that Madbeah. And therefore, you could be Yotze with Shako or with Baruch HaMakom next Rav Meir. Says the Gemara, no. So it goes with Rav Huna first. Rav Huna says, I could even follow Rav Meir. My problem by Shako was not what you thought. Rav Yossi has a problem called Mishanami Madbeah. Rav Meir doesn't. I have a problem even for Rav Meir. My problem is not Nishanim Madbeya. My problem is a lack of what? Lack of Pirut. If I have Pirut, I don't need to follow the form of the Takanos Chachamim. I can use my own Nusach. Rabbi Yossi would say, no. You need to use the form of the Chachamim. But I could even fit with Rav Meir, because my problem is a different issue. You are not Mefaret Pas. This is Rav Huna. I could even go with Rav Meir. The other side is Rav Yochanan going even according to Rav Yossi. Says, Yossi uses the problem of Mishan Rav Meir, but there's a difference. His case was Mishan Rav Meir in an extreme way. He did not use a Madbeya Chacham, period. But Tzahako is better. Pirut for Rabbi Yochanan is not a problem, even by Lechem, even by Pasviyayim. Elamai, Mishan Madbeya, yeah, Mishan Madbeya is only a problem when you use a Madbeya that Chacham would never be talking. But Tzahako can work, because it's still fits within the realm of Nusach Abrachas. This is the Sugya according to what we saw up until Tosafot Rosh, namely that the Machokas Tanoim was speaking about Pas and not about other things. The Gemara wanted to line them up, and the Gemara shows that this first will kind of look up. What's going to happen now with the wait, obviously, for tomorrow? I thought we'd do it today, but okay, we had other things to do in the beginning of this year. So we have to look at Tosis. Tosis, Uchur asks the Kasha that we dealt with Tosis Rosh. Tosis does not change the gears. Right? Tosis says, the Yimtomar, Hechi Matzi Sobra Huna Krav Yossi. So this is not Mr. Kasha Tosa Rosh. Okay, so we have to look carefully like this. Tosa can give a teretz. Read the words. You have to know what Tosus means. Yesh Mefarsha. Tosus recognizes that the Machokes Tanoim was even by Te'ena. And yet, the Gemara wanted Rav Huna, who's Matir Shahako, the Dievet, for everything, to square with, forget, Rav Huna says, yeah, everything else, Rav Taka works, not Pas V'Yayin, that can square with Rav Yossi, who says, Baruch HaMakom Shabra, right, that does not work even by Te'en. Mashiach HaMeimah, that through Rav Yossi, lo komar lo yotz el Baruch HaMakom She'en HaBaruch HaKlau, HaBashak HaMod. What does Tosfos mean to say? So he's leaving us hanging. So what does it mean? Yet the Gemara is lining it up, and yet there's a difference. The Gemara knows there's a difference even before we said any teretz of the Gemara. But the Gemara thought still that we're still going to put them together. You know, if there's a svara that Rav Yossi only said it by Makom Shabra, then why are you pairing Rav Huna with Rav Yossi any more than Rav Yochanan with Rav Yossi? Rav Yochanan could also be, which the Gemara says a minute later. But the reason the Gemara says, is that what Tosis means? What's the Pshat in Tosis? The Mamish have to figure out Pshat. That's one thing to think about for tomorrow. And then the other issue that we're going to broaden our discussion is the Ritva and the Ra'ah, the Nogeya, besides Shahako and Pas V'Yayin. What else should we consider by Pas V'Yayin? What are the brachas? Adama on Pas, Ha'etz on Yayin, and what else on Yayin? So what else on Yayin? Adama. So look at the way the Shona said there are very interesting conversations about these issues as well. Okay. Then we have to Hemshach HaGemara.